We continue to solicit your ideas and your feedback on Wisconsin Public Radio programming. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 8 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Monday, September the 10th. And it's time for the September edition of Mondays with Mike. Wisconsin Public Radio Director Mike Crane joins us once a month to share news with you about Wisconsin Public Radio and to hear what you have to say about what you hear and don't hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. If you have a question for him or a suggestion, 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Mike Crane is the director of Wisconsin Public Radio, and he joins us in the studio. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Although I did send a surrogate Mike last month.
That's right. We have two Mikes now, or we have more than that, but at least for Mondays with Mike, we don't have to change the name of this program because, Mike Arnold, our director of content, was with us last month. Normally, you're with us on the first Monday of the month, but that was Labor Day, and we have a special Labor Day show that we always do on Labor Day. But it's good to have you here on the second Monday of the month. And, Mike Arnold did talk about some program changes that were to come, and those have been in place now for a few weeks. How's everything going along those lines?
Well, every change that you make to a program schedule changes someone's kind of life habit. And so the people that are unhappy, no surprise, they're letting us know. And the people that are happy, they don't necessarily tell you unless it's incredibly, awesomely amazing to them. But I'd say overall reaction has been okay to the changes. And one of our habits in public radio, at least, is to, when you make any kind of a program schedule change, just stick with it for a while and see what the overall reaction is. And we'll look at all of the different kinds of things, the Arbitron ratings for it. And, although this is maybe can be a minor factor, what are the comments we hear during a pledge drive? And audience services, of course, will pick up on a lot of that so that we have some sense of what's going on when we make a change.
And we are looking for, we have solicited from staff in-house for ideas for a new show for Wisconsin Public Radio. This is, what are you looking for?
Good question. So the way that Mike and Cheryl Gasser, who runs the Talk Network, as you know, asked the question was that primarily we're looking for ideas for a weekday show and probably an hour and Monday to Friday, that sort of thing, and that we think that it might launch around January. But they did also say, and this is true for the staff and true for those of you listening, that we're also interested in other ideas. It doesn't have to be just that you fulfill that Monday through Friday, because sometimes we'll pick up on something that we just hadn't thought of that someone will suggest. And in fact, Mike said that some of the reactions he was getting for staff were fascinating ideas for something else, and we want to capture those as well.
And so we are asking listeners, is there an idea that you have for a program that you would like to hear on Wisconsin Public Radio? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And Mike, I did see a Facebook comment saying, boy, I'm interested in a lot of different things on Wisconsin Public Radio. I love Wisconsin Public Radio, but now I'm a little nervous. What's going away?
Good question. I can't say that we know. It depends on the nature of the idea and what it competes with. I mean, inevitably, if you're doing one thing and you want to do another, something goes away. We're not at that point of figuring that out. And I guess I would draw a fine point on this, which is that we are thinking about something that WPR would produce. So, we always welcome suggestions for the program that you're not hearing right now that you've heard elsewhere. But it's specifically, what can we do for Wisconsin by Wisconsin? And that might be another talk show. It might be something newsier or more of a feature thing. It really is, in terms of ideas, we're in that kind of open phase right now.
Yeah, there was a listener comment on our listener logs from our audience service center saying, why won't Wisconsin Public Radio put the Diane Rehm Show on the air?
Yeah, well, and you could add a number of other things. Why won't WPR put on The Story with Dick Gordon or Kojo Namji or whatever it might be? And the answer is only have a couple hours in a day, you know, during the weekdays, in our case, with the exception of Talk of the Nation, we're already carrying 8.5 hours a day of our local call-in shows. And one comment that we get all the time is, why is it that On Point, which is also a call-in show, isn't on live? Because it's on in Boston, right about now. And so we tape delay it, or now it's computer delay it, but we still call it that. And there's simply not enough hours in the day for us to grab everything that might be of interest.
Well, we will take calls from listeners in just a few moments. Your suggestions for shows that you would like to hear on Wisconsin Public Radio, and especially what kind of show would you like Wisconsin Public Radio to produce next? Monday through Friday show, for example, for at least 1 hour in length. So this is every day. That's what's kind of in the works right now. This is one of the things Wisconsin Public Radio is working on. But we'd love to hear from you if there's another show that's of interest to you that maybe is in the system, or if you have a question or other feedback, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. So what's new, Mike, at Wisconsin Public Radio? You usually share news with us. Anything new?
Well, I was really excited to have the results of our Kickstarter campaign, which was something that was a little far afield for us, and that is that our national show, to the best of our knowledge, wanted to do a comic book. Now, that's not a radio show, but what's the comic book about? It was about meeting your mind, the science of consciousness. And the idea was that we have great storytelling on the radio, but this might be a story that lent itself to visual storytelling. And so we set about raising money for that, and we did something that others have tried, but we were very intrigued by. There's a website that does what they call crowdfunding. There are many of them, actually. Kickstarter is the one that we use. There's also Indiegogo and a bunch of others. And the idea is that there was sort of a all or nothing. You know, you raise the money by getting pledges, and then only if the total is raised do the dollars come to the organization that's raising the money. I know personally I was really interested in a book about the Olympic cities over the years. You know, what happened to the facilities in Mexico City from 1968? Now, what are they like in 2012? And it's a photo book that I was interested in. And so I made a pledge for that. And then the folks that were doing the book, they ended up raising the money. So only at that point was my pledge fulfilled. And so they charged my card at that point. Same thing with our campaign for this comic book. And with a couple of hours to spare, we raised the dollars that were needed for that. Some people thought that we were raising money for Kickstarter, and that isn't right. We're using Kickstarter as a different kind of a mechanism for raising dollars. And probably not something we could ever use to replace pledge drives. In fact, the rules on Kickstarter say you're not allowed to use it for that. It's really for campaigns for creative things, radio shows, comic books, works of art. I've seen all kinds of things on there.
Neat. So when is this series from To the Best of Our Knowledge going to be ready and the comic book ready?
So they'll both be ready for the fall, which is getting very close. The artists are hard at work on the comic book, and we're going to have an online version that people can get that made that pledge, and the book will be offered as well. And it accompanies a 6-part radio series that is also about the science of consciousness. And this is something that I thought it was very creative. You know, we don't have a lot of dollars for marketing, and yet we want to interest more and more stations on into carrying To the Best of Our Knowledge. So each year we give away some programs, and it really has over time added stations that pick up the weekly shows because they really like the specials.
And the whole idea of the comic book, Mike, was to make science more accessible?
That's right. Mm-hmm. In this case, You know, it could be that you get into very heady concepts, no pun intended, about the mind. So the insight of the folks at To the Best of Our Knowledge is maybe that would be something that, that could be done with visual storytelling. There's a book that Brooke Gladstone had done about journalism that is in that comic book style that was very well received. And while this is very different, journalism and the mind, it was a pretty intriguing idea. So we'll see how it works out. The artwork looks fun, and I think it will take a potentially challenging topic and make it very accessible.
Very good. Look forward to hearing it and seeing it. And Michael Feldman's What Do You Know just launched a new website. Mike, what's newer and better about it?
Well, it looks like it was made in 2012 and not a long time ago, which is a challenge that websites need to constantly update just for people to feel like the what they're seeing is up to date and contemporary. But in fact, it really is up to date and contemporary. The website's easier to use. It's much easier to figure out, well, when is the show where? So, you know, we were just in Iowa, and you could find out ahead of time how to get tickets for that very easily, participate in the quiz, all sorts of things like that. And just get in touch with the show if you'd like to do that as well.
Speaking of websites, WisconsinVote.org is getting a lot of hits these days, I imagine.
Absolutely, yes. And this is something we've been doing this for years, but it always, every 2 to 4 years, it becomes a little more important, as you might imagine. And this is with Wisconsin Public Television. And it's got not only all the coverage that WPR does about elections, so if you're having an election show, it'll be on there, of course, Joy, but also the reporting from Wisconsin Public Television. And so they had reporters that some of their work was heard here on the radio, but they did a lot of video work as well. And you could watch that online at Wisconsin Vote. And here's a key. The site is ready to go for you as you're getting close to Election Day and you're thinking, well, who do I really want to vote for? You can look up candidate profiles, and it's a great nonpartisan source of information about what the issues are and help you to decide how you'd like to vote.
Yeah, and just an election-related program note, we will be continuing our coverage as the campaigns go on. I know that the Ideas Network is planning on airing the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association Senate debate between former Governor Tommy Thompson and Congresswoman Tammy Baldwin on Friday, September the 28th. From 8 until 9 p.m. And then Ben Marins and I are planning to continue our series of candidate forums. We will have forums for all of the House and Senate races on both the Joy Cardine Show and At Issue with Ben Marins in October. We'll be inviting all of the candidates who are on the ballot to...
just the Democrats and Republicans, right?
Right, all of them. And we will be doing those forums. I think it's going to be the primarily during the second half of October before the November elections.
As we get close to election, yeah.
I'm Joy Cardine talking with Mike Crane, director of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is our Mondays with Mike September edition. If you have a question about anything Wisconsin Public Radio related, we welcome it. If you have a suggestion about for a show that you'd like to hear on Wisconsin Public Radio, 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Coming up after 9 o'clock, Kathleen Dunn is with you. It's All Things Political coming up after 9. And then during At Issue with Ben Marins, what would you say to an alien that lived on a planet 44 light years away? Could you say it in 140 characters or less? I don't know. I'm going to try to figure that out. Anyway, Ben and his guest will talk about a project related to that coming up after 3 o'clock this afternoon.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, all right. We like to have fun on the Ideas Network every once in a while. Speaking of, technology, and I don't want to say space aliens, what's Wisconsin Public Radio has some sort of Program Associated Data Project going on. What is this?
Yeah, this is apparently one of the most complex projects that could be done on this because of the nature of programs on WPR and public radio generally. But the idea is that on your radio, you could have a display telling you what's on, and not just that WPR's station, WERN, or whatever is on, but the actual programming. And some stations already have this, but because it requires a complicated database behind the scenes, and because we have a network of three networks, counting the digital network, and 33 stations, and so on, it's been a challenge to set up. But we're moving along on that, and it's exciting to see that we now have some successful tests of putting out additional data, like that it's the Joy Cardine show. And eventually we want to be able to get to the point where on our music programs, it can say what's playing right now. And
that'll be cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a value added. But, you know, as you're going along and you're like, what is that? It really is nice to be able to put that right on the radio. And of course, no surprise, it's public radio. We also know that we could display the pledge phone number right there.
That's important.
Yeah.
Speaking of pledge, we have a pledge drive coming up in October, Mike.
That's right. This is the big one. Every year, it's almost $1 million that we plan to raise, and with everybody's help, we will, between the networks. And so we'll get to that soon enough. I know that people don't anticipate with a lot of joy a pledge drive, but it really is crucial to finding new members and to overall helping to support the programs that people value.
We are planning some outstanding programs, so it'll be a lot of interesting content, as always.
Excellent.
On Wisconsin Public Radio. The October pledge drive will be October 2nd through October 13th. So mark your calendars. You'll love it. And you'll be with us on Monday, October 1st, Mike.
That's my plan.
All right.
Yeah.
So on the first Monday of October, Mike will be back. Let's take some suggestions and questions from listeners. Mary in Pewaukee. Hello, Mary.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi, Mary.
Yes, I understand you have a suggestion for us.
Well, pretty general, because I just heard about this idea. So I just came up with how to improve, starting with ourselves. If it's an hour, 5 days a week, it's a good way for people to think about how can I improve myself today, number one, and then my community, whether it's even something as simple as, and I believe important, you know, picking up trash around your yard, your street, and then go on from there, city, your state, your, you know, mm-hmm. the country and the world. But different suggestions are different things that people are doing. So I haven't put much more thought into it. I know it's a very general.
On improving, what, improving what's,
yeah.
what's around
Let's
you.
Improve. Mm-hmm.
Well, and I like
right.
the idea, Mary, that it's not only improving yourself, which might be exercise or learning something new, but it's also about communities and states. That's neat.
Wonderful. Thank you very much,
Thanks.
Mary. Jan in Oak Creek is with us next. Hello, Jan.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
I had an idea that we could have something, maybe not once every day of the week, but once a week or once a month or something about Wisconsin science. You know, like a variety program like Science Friday is on NPR. And you could, you're right there close to the university.
Yeah.
And you could, you know, I know Larry Mueller has Bassam Sakashuri, but you could have something that was maybe 15-minute segments that was focused on some research that you're doing or something like that.
Sounds great, Jan. I know that on my the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, we had a number of comments about some kind of science-based show or a Wisconsin-based Science Friday. So people like science.
Well, and it's an abiding interest here, too. We're participating in a number of ways in the Wisconsin Science Festival, which is in its second year. It's at the end of this month, and it's based at the Wisconsin Institutes for Discovery right here on the UW campus, but it's beginning to reach out more. There are some events around the state, and I know that the hope of the organizers is that it will eventually become a big statewide annual thing, the Wisconsin Science Festival. So there may be some good people for us to meet there for an idea like this.
Thank you very much, Jan. Yeah, I think that would be neat. Brad in Plover is with us. Hello, Brad.
Hi there.
Hi.
Today I feel the media has including WPR, has evolved into essentially he said, she said journalism, sort of perpetuating the false equivalency between right and left.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought an interesting show idea might be to focus on investigative journalism to get at the truth and to get and to give us the facts of what's really going on in our world on a variety of different topics. And you could either, I don't know if you have the funding for it there at WPR, but you could either do the investigative journalism in-house, or you could perhaps have on investigative journalists like Kathleen has Matt Taibbi on, for example, and then you could really try and dig down and really give us the listeners the skinny as to, for example, what caused the recession. It's something everyone should know in our society, but few people do, and I think that would really be something that we're in dire need of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that it reminds me, Brad, of probably what started the whole Planet Money phenomenon on National Public Radio, which was a partnership between NPR and This American Life. The original show was called The Giant Pool of Money and was getting at that particular issue. But you're right that it required a lot of investigation and a really deep effort to try to explain in ways that made some sense. Interesting idea. Also, I will mention that there might be some ways that we could work with our partners, the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism there. That's a growing partnership. We've kind of participated in helping them to start up. They're actually based two floors down from where we are here in Vilas Hall. And we'll talk with them about those ideas. We've had a couple of things that we've done with them that have been really well received, and I think we could do more.
Thank you very much, Brad. From our listener log, how did you decide on the pronunciation of sick? It is confusing when you discuss a sick temple. Makes me think of sick building syndrome.
Yeah.
Please seek out the most common pronunciation. We want to be well informed and sound educated when talking with others.
Well, that's a really great question and one that we wrestle with whenever we have what for us is something we're encountering that if it's not really new, it's certainly newly important in the news. And as I understood it, the sort of style books like the AP style book had suggested seek for that word. However, when we asked the sick people how they preferred to be addressed, they chose sick. And so I've heard it kind of go back and forth a little bit here and there on NPR. And I remember talking with our friends at WUWM about it because they were also wrestling with it. And they settled on sick for the same reason. And so in the end, you go with what people would prefer to be called if that's something that you can reasonably do.
Yeah. Exactly. On this show, the first day I was saying seek because I was advised by the AP style yeah. book folks that was the pronunciation. But every guest that we booked from the sick community said it is sick. And so we went with the community saying that this is how we pronounce it.
Well, and I think one of the challenges here, I was an English major, so mm-hmm. I think about all these things in terms of that. And I think perhaps going with seek originally was also a way to try to distinguish the word when speaking it in English.
Mm-hmm.
And it may be that at least the community in our area decided that they preferred a pronunciation that felt better to them or perhaps closer to the way they say it in their language or languages.
Yeah. So at least for Wisconsin Public Radio, for the most part, we have been saying sick, though I have understood that both pronunciations are acceptable.
Yeah. I mean, it's yeah. more in the fun realm. Mm-hmm. As someone who's a relatively recent member of the community in Wisconsin, to look at words like the names of communities and teach yourself to say
Oconomowoc.
Oconomowoc, that's right. Or the one that I think of is I would look at the word for Muscadet, and I'd say Muscoda, because that's what it looks like to me. But I learned that in Muscadet, they say Muscadet. And so it's only polite for us to learn to say things in the way that the residents of Muscadet would prefer it.
I'm Joy Cardine with Mike Crane, the director of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is our September edition of Mondays with Mike. We are talking about the latest with Wisconsin Public Radio programming and operations, and we are welcoming your questions, your feedback, your suggestions for a show that you would like to hear on Wisconsin Public Radio as we are trying to develop a new one. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Jerry in Milwaukee is with us. Hello, Jerry.
Good morning. How are you?
Hi,
very
Jerry.
Good.
Good. You know, I'm calling. I'm a regular listener to public radio, and I have a suggestion. I'd like to see more minority participation, such as hosts, as well as pundits, who speak on issues, or able to speak on issues other than minority issues. In other words, what Joy does, for instance. I mean, there are people in this country who are capable of speaking on all subjects, economics, cooking, what have you. And it's not represented on public radio. And pundits as well. Again, not just for minority issues, because they're economists, they're doctors, they're lawyers, they're people with different political views who have...
We get you, Jerry. And
you're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. And there are a couple of interesting issues. First of all, one of the things we've taken on with one of our producers is a very thoughtful and deliberate and ongoing effort to essentially, using the old term, improve our Rolodex, that seeking out the sources just as you're suggesting, Jerry, is absolutely the right thing to do. And we are doing that. And there's two parts. One is getting the list, but the other is contacting the people that represent more diversity and getting them on the radio. And that's absolutely right. And long experience tells us that sometimes those turn into program hosts as well. And so we're working on that. We're also always, because this seems to be just the way in public radio, probably in commercial radio too, but we find that we grow our own, so to speak, that future public radio hosts tend to come from current staff. They might be part-timers or interns. And, in fact, I was just thinking on Friday, we said goodbye to Naya, who is someone who's worked here for quite a while and is going to NPR. Darn. I mean, I'm thrilled for Naya, but certainly someone who represented some diversity on our staff.
Naya Mukherjee was our summer intern here on the Joy Cardine Show, too, yeah.
And worked on Here on Earth at one point and helped out with TT Book and so on. And so, Jerry, you're right on that, and it is something we're working on. Also in the area of recruitment, and one thing that I've been really impressed by, and it turned into a full-time engineer for us, is there's a program, the Emma Bowen Scholar Program, that supports persons of minority background in developing careers in broadcasting. And so we sponsor one of those each year. We'll be sponsoring another one soon, and that's another part of that effort. One of the challenges, though, in terms of being on the air, is that sometimes someone represents diversity, but because that isn't the issue, it's not something that gets talked about. And so we always want to be sure that we're representing that individual the way they would wish to be represented. And so it might not be normal to say African-American journalist this when, in fact, they are an African-American journalist. And, in fact, I remember that there was surprise expressed when we had NPR's Michelle Norris in town that some of our African-American friends and colleagues said, we didn't know she was black.
Mm-hmm.
She just speaks like a Midwesterner, and it's not something that she mentioned, except perhaps by the occasional topic that she chose on All Things Considered. But that's something we're trying to navigate that by asking, not unlike the question of sick or Sikh, what is it that the person being featured would like to be identified as?
Right, and I will assure you, Jerry, you're absolutely right, and we should do more of it, but we are working very actively on all of our Ideas Network talk shows to seek out diversity with guests and talking about all different kinds of issues with many different guests from many different perspectives. And you might not realize that that ophthalmologist is Asian American, for example.
Yeah. You know, and but now, at the risk of going on about any one topic, I want to say that a number of us here at WPR and around the country have been very inspired by NPR's head of diversity, Keith Woods, who, when he was here about 2 years ago, gave a talk to the staff and talked about the promise of the P, meaning the promise of the public and public radio, and how diversity wasn't just important for the idea that you might attract more minority listeners, but it was important as a matter of telling the truth, that if our job is to seek the truth, then we want all voices represented. And there's no doubt that we've fallen short and that we have a lot of work to do. So we really appreciate the critique, Jerry, and the suggestion.
Thank you, Jerry. Next, we go to Carol in Hazelhurst. Good morning, Carol.
Hello there. Hi. My idea kind of reflects what the first caller was talking about on self-improvement, and I was kind of thinking my idea was a holistic approach to healthful living, and maybe having a segment on cooking. I really miss Gene Farraca's Food Friday show, a segment on exercise, segment on green living, how to improve one's physical, mental, and spiritual health, that kind of going on that idea.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, thank you very much, Carol. I certainly like to do those types of topics on this show, but maybe there needs to be even more. Sounds good. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org, or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. If you have a question for Mike Crane or feedback about anything related to Wisconsin Public Radio, and maybe you have a suggestion for a new show that Wisconsin Public Radio is trying to develop, Monday through Friday for 1 hour, what would you produce there? You can play program director or producer. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. This is Mondays with Mike on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Tomorrow at this time, financial planner Kevin McKinley returns for another edition of On Your Money. He'll have answers to your personal finance questions and lots of great money-saving advice. That's On Your Money every Tuesday from 8 until 9. This is Mondays with Mike. Mike Crane, the director of Wisconsin Public Radio, stops by once a month to talk with you about all things Wisconsin Public Radio. And Karen on Facebook writes, as do a couple of others, Mike, she would like to hear a program on the arts, culture, products, and travel in Wisconsin. She gives it a specific Wisconsin twist. Mm-hmm. You could focus on a given county or town each day, give us an idea of what we would see if we travel there. That sounds interesting, Karen. I know we do every Friday from 6 until 7 in the morning. Maybe that's a little early for you. We do focus on Wisconsin travel and culture and fun things to do in Wisconsin. We call it Tell Joy Where to Go. And we have fun with that. But she's looking at maybe having a whole week's worth of Wisconsin arts and culture.
Yeah,
what do you think?
That's definitely worth putting in the hopper. Mm-hmm. You know, we were talking about how Veronica Rickard on Fridays has been featuring a couple of concerts as part of the mix of her, I'd say, often very artsy conversations. And she's got one coming up that they're taping it, I think it's this week, but it's a folk old-time group called Pert Near Sandstone. And it's kind of neat. They've apparently kind of rebooted the old-time genre, and they give it a kick, is what Veronica said in her note. And she also had Carolina Chocolate Drops along and so on. And I would be curious if people want to drop us a note or call and comment about what people think about having concerts on the Ideas Network in that way. Is that a good idea? We were just, the producer and I were talking about that and wondering aloud. I mean, I know we're enjoying it, and half the time, Joy, isn't the battle of doing your show that there are things that you're really engaged with and listeners will engage because you're engaged in it?
I believe so, and yeah. I believe that many times we are decent judges of what our listeners like because we're listeners too.
Yeah.
Veronica wants to broadcast more concerts.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, and yeah. We'd love to know what people think about that, and more broadly, just the question of covering more of the arts. You know, again, as a recent comer to Wisconsin. There's a lifetime of exploration here, all of the arts and stuff going on everywhere, tremendous energy going into that, and so many neat places to go that you could have a whole lifetime and want to start over again before you found everything to do in Wisconsin.
I agree. And thanks for that suggestion. Let's go next to Anne in Madison. Hello, Anne.
Hi. First, I appreciate a bunch of the political issues you've been covering on the 6 to 9 hours. Second, the first question is, what would this hour replace? It's already on Wisconsin Public Radio, but I really called to say I would really appreciate it if what's been going on for the last year actually stopped, and that is just a slew of promos for Wisconsin Public Radio aired during the BBC broadcast from 11 at night to 6 in the morning. It really breaks the flow of what BBC is doing. And so you go from, say, you know, what's going on in Syria, which is really something serious, and then you go to, you know, a very cheerful promo for something going on the Ideas Network. And this is something new over the last year. I assume maybe there's a new public relations director or something, but I think it makes Wisconsin Public Radio almost unlistenable during a really instructive, like 6-7 hours of BBC.
Thanks for the comment, and I'll take your second comment first, so to speak. We have a challenge whenever we're broadcasting, which is that the breaks that you're hearing are provided on the network. And in this case, it's American Public Media leaves it up to us as to how we'll fill those. And it can be a challenge, particularly overnight when we're scheduling things ahead of time and actually the station operates itself in an automated fashion, that it would be it's simply not possible for us to tell when something might be serious on the news and then lighthearted in the break. But we'll talk about it and see if there isn't something we can figure out there, because I do hear what you're saying. It's a challenge in all parts of our day that, you know, even during this show, you know, there are points where it feels like we're having a great conversation and we have to stop for a break. And that's so that, you know, in the old style, we pause now for station identification, you know, and that kind of thing. That's basically what we're doing, and it happens throughout public radio. Then also, what would a new show replace? It might replace a repeat. One of the things that we debate all the time here is whether the evening repeats of an Hour of Joy show or an Hour of Kathleen show or whatever, does that still make sense when people can listen online to the archives and so on? And so we might be moving things around and just eliminate a repeat. Not sure yet. It probably depends in part on how compelling the program we think we've developed is. But that would be an example of how we might address that.
Thank you very much, Ann.
Yeah.
We had a listener who actually was not a big fan of the BBC call into our Audience Services Center recently. You air your good programs during the day, then the dreadful BBC programs most of the night. BBC specializes in tragedy, usually African tragedy. It conducts extremely long interviews of suffering people with unintelligible accents. Why do you treat us this way? You would be doing your nighttime listeners a great service by repeating your normal daytime programs instead.
Well, there you go. There's someone very much in favor of the repeats. So interesting. I know the idea when we picked up BBC years ago was that it was fresh programming because they're doing it live around the clock. There are certainly some of the features that if I happen to be up late at night, I'd really love to hear. Lucy Kellaway is a hilarious business commentator, very dry and fun. And the business segments are something that have really interested me. And there's something, you know, I've actually thought this would be fun to imitate on public radio here in the United States. They have a segment called From Our Own Correspondent. Oh. And we might name it a little differently, but it's an essay from someone who's deeply inside of reporting in a place or around an issue, and they give a view that you just can't get in any other way. And lots of features like that really are great. But as we're seeing, someone that loves the BBC, someone that doesn't, it's a challenge.
Mike Crane is the director of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. This is our September edition of Mondays with Mike. And our next caller is Eloise in Appleton. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, I would like to see some kind of scheduled show on interviews with authors of books, either by phone or in person. I think it's interesting to know a little bit about the authors behind the books. And I would just like to hear that.
So Eloise, I just to draw a fine point, since we do a fair amount of author interviews, what you're really saying is you'd like to see something, you'd know when it would be. Is that the idea?
Yes, mm-hmm. a scheduled time every week, like once a week.
Uh-huh.
At a certain time.
So like a show about authors and books, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, all right. Interesting. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Eloise. Jeff in Winneconne is with us next. Hello, Jeff.
Hi. I'd like to address the problem about listening to the same guests that you have on with political issues. It just seems like you're going to a Rolex and you're calling the same people every time, and all I'm getting is that perspective. I need to get a complete perspective to understand what's really going on in the political life today.
All right, Jeff. Thank you very much. So you're just hearing the same guests over and over again. Is there other perspectives that you would like to hear instead? And do you have specific people that you would like to hear?
No, hire me down there, and then I'll take care of that.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, we do have some regulars that we rotate for the Week in Review. We try to add some new voices to the Week in Review as we move along, but. Just right for that specific hour, the Week in Review, we don't have the same guests every week, but we have sort of a group of regulars that we draw from. I take your point, Jeff. We certainly look for other perspectives mm-hmm. When we're looking for guests, so we'll make a note of doing that on the Joy Cardine Show. And, Mike, that's a part of the diversity, too, isn't
Absolutely,
it?
Absolutely, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's go next to Jenna in Viroqua. Hello, Jenna.
Hi.
Hi.
I know this may be very challenging, but I would like to hear good news, stories that inspire, stories of ordinary people doing things, making choices, coming up with whatever, just having experiences that are good to hear about. Mm-hmm. Just something to counteract everything else we hear all day.
Yeah, there can be so much negativity in the news. I know what you mean.
Yeah, Jenna, thank you very much. Some good news. You know, Bill Martin's just reminded me that just this last Friday, we added a brand new guest to our Week in Review regulars, the former Dane County Executive Kathleen Falk, and former candidate for governor Kathleen Falk is mm-hmm. one of our brand new Week in Review regulars, and former Republican State Senator Dan Kopanky is also a recent addition to our group of Week in Review regulars.
Yeah, and on Jenna's comment, too, I know that particularly if you're listening to the newscast themselves, it can be a real downer some days. And so I really value when we do have lighter topics. And you know, I think of some of the guests that are regulars on Larry Mueller's show in particular, that just knowing people are taking care of their gardens and making their particular patch of land a better thing, that really feels good. So, Jenna, thank you for that
comment. Yeah, Jenna, thanks. Of all things, Mike, I was just pulling out the program notes to see what Larry was talking about today. Which, by the way, just so people know, I'm not trying to be totally self-promotional, but this morning program is not all serious politics all the time. We do fun, positive, optimistic things.
Like telling you where to go?
Yeah, right. And we do, especially between our 6 and 7, our early morning hour, we often do not. And sometimes during the 8 o'clock hour as well. Our 7 o'clock hour is more political. That's we try to do issue mm-hmm. of the day politics there. But Larry today is going to be talking about paddling, kayaking, canoeing after 11, and biking after 11:45. So that's pretty positive and fun stuff.
Good.
Your favorite things, or at least the biking part, right, Mike?
Yeah, at both of those.
Yeah.
Get me on the water and I'm very happy. And, also to Jenna's point, I think looking for stories of people that are inspirational.
Yeah,
so,
that's true. That's
so,
true.
So we've got that on the list. Thank you, Jenna.
A listener on Facebook writes, I'd like a show about commercial mainstream news media and how it operates. How does advertising affect what is covered? What is journalism? What is propaganda? How are journalistic ethics maintained in a corporate for-profit media environment? That kind of thing. So an on-the-media type program, Mike.
Yeah, I think that I was going to say, you know, boy, got to check out On the Media. And actually, it's heard on the Ideas Network at 6 a.m. on Sunday mornings with a repeat at 3 p.m. And I mentioned earlier Brooke Gladstone. That's her show, and it is brilliant. And I hope that that listener finds On the Media because they dig in to just those sorts of questions.
There was a listener comment that was upset with us over what we did on the media, Mike, and I didn't know what that was all about.
Well, I don't know. Unless there might have been an error in the schedule or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, okay.
But, we're not error-free, unfortunately, but we really do try. In fact, there was a note from our quality control group saying that because of their regular meeting, they really are nipping a lot more things in the bud these days than they would have, than we would have a couple of years ago. And they're driving towards zero errors, and we'll do our best mm-hmm. to get there.
And this from the listener log, thanks for Sunday Brunch, the great new program on Sunday mornings. That's on the NPR News and Classical Music Network. It is entertaining, educational, and fun, and sets just the right tone for the day.
Oh, that's good. That was one of the changes that Mike Arnold talked about when he was on last month, and wanted something that kind of was a little more perky and accessible on Sunday mornings to help people while they're reading the paper or whatever, and glad to know someone likes it.
Richard in Milwaukee is with us. Hello, Richard.
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking my call. Well, you know, to build on Jenna's comment, how about once a month, this feel-good story, this human interest story, once a month interview a teacher in Wisconsin who, is generally looked at as, an excellent educator. I'm thinking of the goals of WPR. I'm thinking of your listeners that this would be a positive story. This would, interviewing a teacher, talking about their methods, what got them into teaching, why they stay in teaching. I guess as a result of the demonization, it seems, the past couple of years of the idea of public educators, why not do that once?
All right. Thank you, Richard.
Yeah. Well, and there are two public educators in my family. Both in Florida, as it turns out, where I came from most recently. So I understand, and I'm very proud of our teachers.
Thank you very much, Richard. From the listener log once again, I love the new WPR iPad app. I have it on from when I get up in the morning until about supper time. It's more stable than the website, and I don't get booted off as often. And what I really love is the sleep function, which I use on weekends. Well, lucky you. but what about, I don't have an iPad, so I haven't been able to check this out, but apparently people love it.
Yeah, there's an app for the iPad, a different, very close to the same, but a couple of different features because of the size of the iPhone, and we're very close on some Android operating system apps as well. And it's neat. You can access archive programs, you can look at the news on there, and it's really a nice thing. And one of the reasons we're working so hard on mobile apps is that we know that particularly when we talk about reaching younger people, although it's more and more everybody's using the mobile web, that's the way. You know, we've talked about this before, Joy, that my son experiences public radio on his phone. He doesn't listen to the radio all that much, maybe a little bit in his car, but he listens all the time on his phone to the radio, whether it's on demand, you know, something he presses go on, or if he just tunes into a stream.
Well, this was a good show, Mike.
I love being here. Yeah,
it's great to hear from listeners. We are leaving some listeners online who have ideas. I'm very sorry about that, but you can always send us those ideas. Go to WPR.org. There's places to email us. Yep. You can call 1-800-747-7444. And you can send us a letter at 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. And that's it. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.